One thing to make abundantly clear, Noster is a protocol. It's a set of rules that servers and clients use to communicate, just like Bitcoin, email, or BitTorrent. Noster is not an app, nor a platform like Twitter, Facebook, etc. But many applications can be built on top of Noster. In the words of Edward Snowden, if a platform is a silo, a protocol is a river. No one owns it, and everyone is free to swim. The best in Bitcoin made audible. I am Guy Swan, and this is Bitcoin Audible. What is up, guys? Welcome back to the show. This is Bitcoin Audible, and I am Guy Swan, the guy who has read more about Bitcoin than anybody else you know. And we've got a good one today. It's a short one, and it's from Walker. He basically, Walker America from the, Walker, I don't know your last name, but he's from the Crypto Couple. Just awesome guy. I love hanging out with them. I usually bump into them at every conference, but they are hilarious and wildly entertaining and great people. It's good people over there. And also, he's very active on Noster. And because I didn't get anybody, I got a lot of boost recently. Thank you guys on Fountain, but I did not get anybody weighing in on the Noster or Noster debate. So I'm going to stick with Noster for now. I will still succumb to the highest boost and say it however you want. And I was also thinking about how the pronunciation is. So, you know, like when you're talking about like GIF and GIF, it's graphical interchange format. Like it's not graphical. So I'm like, okay, it's definitely GIF. And I don't care if somebody else likes GIF, it's GIF. But then you try to apply that same rule to Noster, and neither one of them work. Noster is kind of like notes and other stuff transmitted by relay, except that the O is other, which is like a U sound, which means that if you actually went with the sounds of the words, of the starting of the words, it would be Noster. But then Noster is just great because ostriches. But the O sound there has no source. It's not notes or other. It's not other. Knots. Knots and other stuff. Anyway, for our purposes today, it will be Noster. Noster and nostriches. I still like that. Walker has a guide for us. And this doesn't... I will admit that after, like, I went through it, and it doesn't work amazingly well in audio format because there's kind of like lists, like there are specific places in this article that are just very, this is a guide, this is what you need to do. But the reason there is also a lot of like great, just kind of like, what is Noster? And I really wanted to talk about Noster, and this is kind of just a great introduction of what it is and what to do with it, like how to work with it. And one of the things that I do a lot these days is I actually listen to tutorials. And even though like I should be following along and like watching the tutorial on YouTube, I actually just listen to it and I actually get a lot out of it still, just because I can still learn the terminology and learn what pieces of a thing are related to the task that you're trying to accomplish. And so I kind of have a frame of reference for going back. Like when I go back to that program or to that app or something, I actually do have a better idea of where I'm going and what I can actually accomplish. So anyway, that's a long way of saying I still think this is a really great article to read on the show. And if you were wondering about Noster, well, this episode will be your answer. Real quick though, let's hit our sponsors and then we will jump in. We would like to thank CoinKite, not only for supporting the show, but for having the longest running, best cypherpunk hardware wallet out there. And they have been building security devices and hardware devices for Bitcoin for so long. They are the premier and most trusted Bitcoin-only hardware wallet maker out there. and they just dropped or just announced the Cold Card Q1. You've got to check it out. The details will be in the show notes as well as my discount code. And where are you going to get that Bitcoin? Where are you going to onboard to know what you're doing, to know how to work with your hardware wallet, to know, to have a team of people that you can ask questions with, to be able to buy easily, cheaply, and on an ongoing basis, set up an automatic plan? Oh yeah, that's Swan Bitcoin. Obviously, you knew it was Swan Bitcoin. Don't go to an exchange that's trying to sell you garbage and just wants to get you amped up to buy the next token so that you can trade and do something that is stupid for you, but then earns them a lot of fees. Go to a place that teaches you about a long-term strategy, that is building a long-term business, that is not going to sell you garbage, and is going to teach you about how Bitcoin works and why it works. SwanBitcoin.com/guy is my special referral link just for you. And lastly, there is no better way, easier way, to get into Bitcoin than to keep using fiat. Just use a debit card that pays you sats back. That is the Fold debit card, as well as the Fold app in general. The daily spin, you get free sats. You sign up with my link, you get 20,000 sats right out the gate. And that's with the free debit card option, by the way. You don't even have to get the monthly premium version. But it is a wonderful way to stack sats. And one thing that is coming in 2023 that I am so stoked about is roundups. If you purchase $9.23 at like a gas station or something, you can round it up and put that extra 77 cent into Bitcoin. Check them out. That is Fold. Go to guyswan.com/fold. Link will be right there in the show notes. If you want some free sats, I don't know. Sats are good. All right. With that, let's jump into today's read. And it's titled, What is Nostr? How does it work? And why does it matter? By Walker V. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all public private key pairs are created equal, that they endow their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are freedom of speech, freedom from algorithmic bias, and freedom of meme. The Declaration of Independence from Platforms. I published my initial Nostr guide on December 20th. What is Nostr and how do I use it? Since then, development on and around Nostr has advanced at a breakneck pace, so it's time for another guide on how to get started using Nostr and a little context for why it matters. Yesterday, Damis was finally approved by the App Store after 3 failed attempts. Congratulations to William Casserin, aka JB55, the creator of Damis. As Jack noted, this is a huge milestone. A tweet from Jack Dorsey. A milestone for open protocols. Nostr is now officially on the Apple App Store with Damis app. How do I use Nostr? TLDR. To use Nostr, simply log into any mobile or web client and generate a public-private key pair. Point. If you're on iOS, you can now download Damis from the Apple App Store. If you're on Android, download Amethyst from the Google Play Store. If you want to use Nostr on your computer, you can use any web client like snort.social or iris.to and astral.ninja. Use nostr.build to upload photos. You can use this for posting photos or for your profile picture and header images. Use nostrplebs.com or nostrverified.com to get an NIP05 ID. For a list of all the different projects being built on Nostr, check out, quote, Awesome Nostr. The link will be in the show notes. For those who want to dive a little deeper, read on. For those who prefer videos, here's one from David King, which walks you through using Damis, the Damis help desk. What is Nostr? Nostr stands for Notes and Other Stuff Transmitted by Relays. Think of Nostr as a social network, built similar to Twitter, where you can create posts or notes, like a tweet, like posts, follow and unfollow people, and boost posts, like a retweet. You may see post and note used interchangeably on Nostr. An event in Nostr can be any of these previously mentioned actions. One thing to make abundantly clear, Nostr is a protocol. It's a set of rules that servers and clients use to communicate, just like Bitcoin, email, or BitTorrent. Nostr is not an app nor a platform, like Twitter, Facebook, etc., but many applications can be built on top of Nostr. In the words of Edward Snowden, if a platform is a silo, a protocol is a river. No one owns it, and everyone is free to swim. Unlike Twitter or Facebook, Nostr is decentralized. There are no central servers or corporations who control what you can post and what others can see. Nostr is censorship-resistant and open-source. The license for Nostr is simply public domain. How does Nostr work? To use Nostr, you must run a client. A client is simply the way you interact with Nostr. Web client in your browser, mobile client on your phone, native client, etc. To publish something on Nostr, you write a post or a note, sign it with your key, and send it to multiple relays. You have two keys, your public key and your private key. Think of the public key as your username, like your @handle on Twitter. Think of your private key as your password. Do not share it with anyone. To find another Nostr user, you just need to search in your client of choice using their public key. Here is mine, @Walker, in pub, etc., etc. You can find both Walker's public key as well as my public key in the show notes for this episode. Once you follow someone on Nostr, you can @ them just like on Twitter. For example, @Walker. A relay is a server hosted by you or by someone else. Anyone can run a relay. To get updates from other people, you ask multiple relays if they know anything about these other people. All a relay does is accept posts from people and forward them to other people. You don't need to trust the relays because signatures are verified on the client side, where you are interacting with Nostr. There are free relays and paid relays. On Damas, tap your profile icon in the top left corner, then tap Relays. For best performance, you should add any recommended relays. You can use any of the hundreds of free relays, but if you want to try a paid relay, here's how to set it up. Step 1. Go to eden.nostr.land, nostr.milo.lol, or nostr.wine, or puravita.nostr.land. Step 2. Enter your public key. Step 3. Pay in Bitcoin. If you don't have a wallet yet, don't worry. There's a section later in this guide that recommends one and shows you how to use Bitcoin on Nostr. Step 4. Add the relay to Nostr. Links for these relays, as well as an entire list of paid relays that I am using myself, will be available in the show notes. Step 5. Enjoy the superior performance of a paid relay. You can edit your profile on Damas by clicking the Edit button on your profile page. Use Nostr.build to upload photos. You can use this for posting photos or for your profile picture and header images. And NostrPlebs.com to get a NIP5 ID. Now that you have your public-private key pair and you're using one of the various mobile or web Nostr clients, you're probably wondering, how do I find people on Nostr? Fear not, because Derek Ross put together a great list of ways to discover new Nostriges below. Use pre-built lists of power users and signal boosters. snort.social/new. This Nostr client comes with a list of Nostr power users to keep your feed always busy and allows you to search for and easily follow all of your Twitter friends. bitcoinnostr.com. This website consists of Nostr users that are Bitcoiners. You'll recognize them from Bitcoin Twitter. Nostr.directory. This website contains a vast directory of Twitter, Mastodon, and Telegram users that have connected their Nostr private keys. NostrPlebs.com/directory. On this website directory, you'll find familiar faces from Bitcoin Twitter and plenty of new faces from Nostr. Shameless plug, I founded this Nostr services provider. Find users inside your Nostr client. Hashtags. If your client supports hashtags, I recommend you take a look at #plebchain. This hashtag comes with plenty of Bitcoin plebs and Nostr plebs looking to connect with one another. Global feed. Many clients include the global feed, which allows you to easily find people that you're not already following. Beware of spam. Global channel. If your client supports channels, you can check out the global channel in your client and find people looking to chat and learn about Nostr together. Can I send money on Nostr? Anyone can send money on Nostr using the power of the Bitcoin Lightning Network. You can send Lightning invoices directly on Nostr by simply generating an invoice and pasting it into a note. On clients like Damas, the invoice text automatically changes into a nice little pay button. Download a wallet like Wallet of Satoshi, tap Receive, add a custom amount, and paste the URL into Damas. Jack might even pay your invoice. To add the Lightning Bolt Tips icon to your profile, go to Wallet of Satoshi, tap Receive, tap the Lightning Address button, and tap the QR code to copy your LN URL. Then on Damas, tap Edit on your profile, and paste your copied LN URL address into the Bitcoin Lightning Tips section, then save. What do I do now? Start using Nostr. Follow Nostr developers like FiatJaff and JB55 on Twitter and on Nostr, and send them some sats to support the incredible work they're doing. You can also use this list of people involved in Nostr projects to find other developers. Why does Nostr matter? There's a reason people like Jack and Snowden are such vocal supporters of Bitcoin and Nostr. Open protocols are our best shot at a free future. With the increasing restriction of speech and control of content on centralized platforms, Nostr provides a refreshing change as a tool for free expression. When you follow someone, you'll see everything they post. There's no algorithm behind the scenes to decide what you see and what stays hidden. You see what you want to see. Mobile clients, Damas on iOS and Amethyst on Android, and web clients such as Snort.social and Iris.2 provide open access to Nostr to anyone with an internet connection. There are even folks like Danielle Tanon working on sending notes via SMS. In a world dominated by big tech's centralized social media platforms, subject to corporate overreach and government capture, Nostr offers an alternative for those seeking open communication and true freedom of speech. Besides that, Nostr is just plain fun. People are experimenting, helping each other, and working together toward a future that's not as bleak as Twitter often makes it seem. It's exciting to be an early adopter. You can feel you are a part of something big, as Jack said in December. Nostr post, this is exactly what early and pre-5,000 users Twitter felt like, but better. One thing is certain, Nostr definitely has more than 5,000 users now. A chart showing new public keys created daily, as well as the cumulative public key count, and showing an incredible spike at the beginning of 2023, with the current user count from nostr.band/stats. As of this recording, there are 563,000 public keys with profiles and bios. Find me on Nostr at npub1c, etc., posted in the show notes. And you can follow BTC Times on Nostr as well, at BTC. All right, so I want to talk a little bit more about this, and I really want to talk about just Nostr in general and what it means. But let's hit our sponsor really quick, and then we'll jump in on a guy's take. CoinKite has announced the Cold Card Q1. I'm going to have a link to, they have a Bitcoin Magazine article, and it's on pre-sale now. And I have too many cold cards already, but this one is I'm so nerding out on this one. So it looks like a BlackBerry. It's got a full keyboard. And one of the only things that the Mark IV doesn't have, which the NFC kind of makes up for it, because you can just tap it to your phone, but it never had a camera and a QR code scanner. Well, the new Cold Card Q1 does, and a large LCD screen. So wallets that don't take advantage of NFC, this is basically the most versatile wallet that you can get now, or at least that I can think of. I don't know another one that has like all of the methods, and I have all of them. I use them because of their various methods. MBK said apparently that they were having a hard time making a QR code scanner that they felt was safe, but that they finally figured out a way, and they have a dedicated module with very limited connection that's optimized, that quote unquote, it's very good at reading QR codes in every lighting condition and includes a super bright LED. So you have a flashlight on your wallet now to light up your mountaintop cave. Think highly optimized grocery store scanner, not a cell phone camera struggling to read a QR code. So it is on sale or pre-sale now. There is no official launch date. But I am stoked, and I love the BlackBerry, like, retro design, which was kind of the cool thing about the Cold Card, too. You know, it's got, like, a very iconic look. But definitely check it out. Go to guyswan.com/coldcard. There will be a link right in the show notes, as well as my normal discount code that gets 9% off. Bitcoin, Audible, all one word, all caps. You'll find it right there in the show notes. All right. With that, let's jump back in. Noster is amazing. So this is one of those things that, like with Keet and Synonym and Slashtag, like there is so much being built. There's so much moving forward so quickly in this space for actually solving some of these fundamental problems. And it's so funny that it's kind of in the same era that, well, I mean, I guess it makes perfect sense, but that the pressures are so high to solve this problem. And even just 2 years ago, when some of these things were hinted at and there were just discussions of this, and I would talk to people in the Bitcoin space, and it was so clear that this was a problem and people were trying to figure it out. People were talking about solutions. People were beginning to talk about funding solutions. And Noster is such a great example of a dumb protocol in the best sense. Like, Bitcoin is a dumb protocol too. Like, it doesn't really know or care a lot of what's going on. It just does like a couple of jobs and it doesn't worry about anything else after that. The internet is a dumb protocol. Like, it does one thing. It's just IP addresses. It just establishes connections and the packets are arbitrary. It doesn't try to learn and understand and react to every single type of connection or every task that someone might be doing. It just organizes packets and establishes connections. So Fiat Jaff and JB, this is such a great example of, and there is also, by the way, a friend of mine, BitCarrot, and I don't know who else does that show, but they actually have a show, a podcast on Noster, and I've got it, I had it saved, and I actually haven't listened to it yet. I probably should have done that before this episode. But it's called Nostrovia, and I will throw in a link for it if you want to start deep diving down this. And you want to, you know, you want to explore further, that is probably a really great place to start. But what I wanted to say about this, what has me really excited about Noster, is that while everybody is fighting, like Microsoft has spent years trying to do a DID system, and then there's like the Web 5 that Block is trying to do, and I'm still not dismissing anything, but I tend to think that the open source environment, you know, it's like the cathedral and the bazaar. It's a really great book about Linux and open source. If you haven't read it, you should definitely check it out. It's a really great one to understand like the philosophy and the thinking around how to build things. And Noster's such a great example of the, really the problem is just getting information from one user to another in a decentralized way. Let's just build something that works. Build something that's super simple, straight to the point, works on public and private keys, so everybody is verified and authenticated by default, and just make it work. Just make it get messages, make it absolutely minimal, and give it those core functions of social media. And Noster just works. And in 2 months, it has absolutely exploded. Snowden has jumped over on Noster. Jack Dorsey is on Noster. Jack just responded to one of the things that I posted earlier today. And it's growing insanely fast. Like at the beginning of December of last year, there was nothing. Like there was essentially nobody over there. And when you go to this article, I have the link to the article. Look at the chart. And the chart that he posted is already outdated. If you go to, you don't have to go to that chart specifically, but go to noster.band/stats. Like I said, I'm going to have a link to, this article is a great resource. I'm going to keep it handy just because there's so many different links in it. And a couple of the main relevant ones I'll have in the show notes as well. But literally this article has everything you need. All the main links and you want to start checking stuff out. But it's a social media protocol. And it just works. And anybody can be a relay. In fact, on Umbral right now, you can now download a Noster Relay app and just become your own relay. You'll have a copy of all the things you ever posted on social media, because you store it locally and you relay for other people. Now, I don't know. I have not done this yet. So this will be something that I continue to explore. I don't know exactly how the relay works. Like right now, the relays are specific addresses, but they are WSS:// So it's not an HTTP or HTTPS address, even though all the paid relays have a front-facing web interface. So I have not done a deep dive, and BitCarrot is probably going to be annoyed with me that I'm doing this episode and I don't actually know what I'm talking about, but I don't know how the connections are made. And so I'm curious about how the relays work and how reliable they are behind. Will this work on a LAN? Will this work with, an Umbral, like as a relay on Umbral, like am I serving over Tor? Or do I need to port forward and have a DNS that, attaches to it? So I don't know the networking side. And that's what has gotten me so excited about Keet. Because the networking side just works no matter what. There is no port forwarding. It works like BitTorrent. You can seed just as well as you, if you can connect, you can seed and you can download, right? And what makes /tags Keet, hole punch, everything, that whole ecosystem built on top of HyperCore so fascinating to me is it simply removes the server and client distinction. Like everyone is both. And so essentially becoming a server is just keeping a computer online that's running the same software that your mobile, your laptop, anything else is running. So you don't have to configure anything. And that has always been the ultimate problem, is how can you possibly run a server? How can you host your own data without having to configure it? Because that's the only way you're ever going to get normal people to do it. And then if you need relays, how do you make it as easy as possible so that anybody can easily do it? You just have to remove that barrier, and suddenly the trade-off for paying someone else to do it and dealing with censorship and shadow banning and all of this stuff becomes silly. It becomes a stupid cost to pay for something that it's not even hard to do yourself. But Nostr is definitely, I'm on Nostr more than Twitter now. Like I still will post some stuff on Twitter, and crazy enough, I get better engagement on Nostr. Now it's probably because, there's only 500,000 users, and so there's probably a smaller pool of content to go through, so people are more likely to see my stuff. But I also have just 1,000 followers or something, 1,085 followers, and I have something like 60,000 on Twitter. And yet I posted just yesterday or the day before or something like that, I posted a picture of my setup with my two miners, my Embassy Pro that I just recently got and I'm super stoked about, and then my Umbral and my router and everything just on a little rack. And I just posted it with, # Bitcoin Lightning. Like, I was super excited about it. And I'm, a little bit bragging about my setup. And I got, 30 likes on Twitter. And I got, 100 and something on Nostr. Which suggests to me, maybe the people on Nostr are just more likely to engage. It's exciting over there. And it's new. And it's actually interesting. And it actually works. So there's a really great vibe over on Nostr, I feel like. So maybe there's just more engagement per person, or the people over there are more likely to engage, but it would seem to indicate that more people on Nostr saw my post than they did on Twitter. It's like the whole point of social media is to share stuff and be connected with people. I follow Durjiji because I want to see Durjiji's random tweets in the middle of the day when he's doing something else or he's taking a dump and he has an interesting thought about Bitcoin and then he posts it on Twitter. I want to see that. That's why I follow him on Twitter. That's why I follow, Pierre. That's why I follow Eric Kaysen. And then for a centralized company to develop a filter and an algorithm that says that tells me what I want to see. That will regulate. Like, I've just noticed that I haven't seen Eric Kaysen in my feed, since I saw him at the last conference, at the Pacific Bitcoin Conference. I realized he just kind of vanished from my whole Twitterverse. And he managed to comment on something in a thread that I was in, or maybe he actually was responding to me. I can't remember exactly, but I stumbled upon it again. I was like, Eric, where the hell has Eric Kaysen been? And it's like, I know he's supercharged and he's going to say some crazy crap, but I really kind of feel like Twitter is shadow banning him in a sense, or just preventing his stuff from being more visible because he says something crazy. But that's why I follow Eric Kaysen, because I know he's going to say something crazy. And I want to see what crazy stuff he has to say today. And I got shadow banned, and I don't mean that like, oh, I care, be sad. Like, I saw it happen when I got Twitter jailed because I said Pfizer committed fraud, which they provably did. And then the regulators defended them. They protected them. They tried to hide it, and then they ran defense for them after it came to light that they did. And I posted this on Twitter, and I got reported and put in Twitter jail for a week. And when that happened, my engagement and my follower count froze, just completely froze in place. I think I was like averaging like 4,000 new a month or something. I was just kind of cool. It's like, oh, hey, that's growth. It just froze dead. And this has been since 6 months ago, 7 months ago. I've now finally, for the first time, got like 400 or 500 new followers. But I just downloaded my analytics just so I could see it in like visual form. And it's hilarious. Like it was just up. And because, you know, people come into Bitcoin, people are interested, they hear about the podcast, and it just flat, just 100% flat. Now you can say I shouldn't care about my follower count, and that's great. I don't really care that much, but it's cool to see. And it's nice to know that other people want to see the moronic stuff that I say all the time. But Twitter did that. You know, like it's not a conspiracy to look at that and be like, well, yeah, they just made it so that people didn't see my stuff anymore and that people wouldn't follow me. And I didn't leave my Bitcoiner circles. The people who already know about me and all already follow me were the only ones that ever saw my stuff. But that can't happen on Noster. I can actually hang out with Bitcoiners, and I'll actually get, when Eric Kaysen posts something, I'm going to get it. No one's going to protect me from the stuff that I want to read. Because it's actually a commons. It's actually a protocol for communicating and sharing information and ideas. And that is always what we should have had. Imagine if when you got together with your friend, someone was going around and muting your friends in your circle whenever they said something that was controversial or was too aggressive in your group. Imagine that in real life. A, think about how insane it would be to even suggest someone having that amount of control over you when you are talking with your friends. 2, imagine how crazy it would be to say that your friend can't listen to you even though they are asking you a question and they are wanting to engage with you. They have explicitly said, let's have a conversation about this, and then my response is muted or your response is muted because some third party decides that you shouldn't be able to have that conversation. Like, that is the internet. That is the platforms that we currently operate on. I don't go on the internet for fake conversations. I want to talk to the people I know and the people who listen to the show and the people who care about Bitcoin. I want to have real conversations with real people, not filtered conversations that are muted and controlled by somebody who I don't even know. Who is at Twitter that I know or care about or even want to have a conversation with? You're not a part of my conversation. F off. But we are using their hardware. We are using their computer, not your server, not your conversation. And for Keet and Noster, the reason why I think Noster is so promising is because of how much, tons of momentum it has right now and the fact that it works. You know, in that context, in the context of like trying to get a network effect and for a protocol that just does one job, that's one of those things where it really does kind of matter. And I think their decision, I think the way they've gone about it is a really, really smart strategy. And they just built something that works. And it's also cool to see it begin to go through all of the phases, like all of the problems that all social medias have and how quickly they iterate and figure out how to solve the problems in a new environment where you can just experiment. You can just try stuff. You don't have to beg Twitter to come up with a different way to solve the spam or say, oh, you should just make it so that people can pay and only see other paid users, et cetera, et cetera. You can just do it and see if it works. And that's like one of the things that's been, all of a sudden there's been like a bunch of Chinese spam in the last like week or two, and like people post, like bots posting porn on Noster. And it's not like a huge problem. It's not like a spam on Twitter is, but it was enough that everybody saw it and was talking about it. But immediately there's a bunch of paid relays and they're not expensive. I actually went through, I think all of the ones that I was looking at, it was like 20 of them, 15 of them maybe. And most of them have like 1,000 sats, 4,000 sats, 5,000 sats. Like it's in that range. There's like a couple that have like 10,000 sats or something like that. But I think I paid like $17 in total. And I just went through and I was just like, all right, I'm just going to pay for all the paid relays so I can get as good a connection as possible. And I am as widely available as possible. I'm going to connect to all these in my node, or excuse me, in my client. And that was it. That was it. It was like the spam was gone. And nobody, and there's not a shitcoin anywhere. There's not a shitcoin on Keet. There's not a shitcoin on Noster. There's not a shitcoin for tipping. That's the other thing, is I just put in a, I have one on my BTC Pay server, but I ended up using the one in Wallet of Satoshi just because I was on my mobile and it was easier. But I have a LN URL, which is just a address, like kind of like an email address that you can send Lightning payments to. And I posted something earlier today. I don't even remember what it was. It might have been, I guess I don't know which comment actually got the tips. But anyway, it might have been the one where I posted my miners. But I got like 5 tips or something, like random. Like I just got a notification throughout the day, on which I still get notifications from Fountain and from Breeze for sats for value, just like streaming sats that come in. And I got like 15,000 sats and like 5 or 6 boosts or something like that on a Noster post. Understand, I've been talking about, there's probably an episode like 2 years ago that I did on the show where I got really jacked and I was like, this problem is going to be solved. That I could see that we were going to have, I could see the fact that protocols were being built, were being talked about, and I knew something was going to catch. Something was going to work just well enough that we could easily switch over and use it. And like I said, I use Noster more than Twitter now. Twitter now just kind of feels like redundant. Like I go to Noster first and I look at what people are talking about, and people sometimes will post stuff from Twitter and I'll go over there and be like, okay, yeah, I should post on Twitter too, and you know, encourage people to come over to Noster. But it's just exciting. It's exciting. I feel like we are there. Like something has caught. 2 things have caught. Or at least they have caught me, and I've been using them a lot. These are the 2 places I hang out. So if you have not explored it yet, I highly encourage you to do so. And as you heard in Walker's introduction guide here, it's not that hard. It's pretty simple. One thing, however, I will definitely recommend is Albi. Albi is an extension for your browser. It works in Brave, it works in Chrome. I guess I haven't tried it in Firefox. I just use Brave as my main browser these days. But the one thing I feel like I don't, that makes me a little bit uncomfortable about Noster, like they made the public-private key system just work. Like that was their goal, is to get it to work and make it so that everything was working from public and private keys. But when I go to a new client, if I want to be able to post from that client, I have to paste my private key in, which I was doing at first, but the Albi extension, like being able to log in with Albi so that you actually don't give it to a client is a great, great feature. And not only that, Albi is just amazing in general. If you have not used the Albi extension, it is one of the best, like connect your wallet extensions, and there's so many different options. Like you can connect multiple wallets and stuff. It's become the main thing that I use on my Mac all the time now. And I feel like it doesn't get enough love. Definitely check out Albi. But anyway, I've gone on for long enough. I just really wanted to talk about Noster because I haven't really dug into it yet. And I'm also really excited about when I talked to Paolo and Matthias, which we will be having them back on the show as things happen in the Keat and Hole Punch world. But one of the things that there was discussion of is how you could make Noster relays talk over, like basically how to make Keat or Hole Punch and Noster work together, because they don't have to be competing avenues. In fact, it would be really great for Keat and Hole Punch to be an alternative way to make sure relays are connected, or to connect your own relays together when they might be behind a firewall or in like a weird networking situation or on LAN, if there is a limitation in how they're able to communicate. They could be a really great pairing, and they can work off of each other. And then when you want to do a video chat on Noster, you can start a Keat chat. You can get a punch link. And since everything's still working off of private and public keys, you could easily make the public keys compatible, or make them both derive from the same master public and private key. Now that we have working versions of these things, and we have people adopting them and activity happening and rooms being made and encrypted peer-to-peer chats happening and decentralized Twitter happening, we can just iterate and build and test and explore, and anybody can stick these two things together. It's open stuff. And then another article we're going to read soon is about Breeze and the Lightning SDK and the ability to just have to plug into Lightning service providers, particularly Breeze. But I think this is going to be common. You know, this is going to be ongoing. Like, I think all major LSPs will begin doing this, where you can just build a wallet app and you don't have to manage anything on the Lightning side. You just give them the ability to plug in to an LSP, and they can provide the service to the wallet user. Like, it's just obscured away in the software design, and all you have to do is build a front end. It's not unlike Keat and Hole Punch. What's going on with that is that the engine establishes all the networking and all the connection, and then Keat is just basically like JavaScript and CSS. It's all front end. I really feel like the speed and ability to iterate and build things on top of these is going to be incredible. It's going to be really, really fast. And as these things are catching steam, man, 2023 is just going to be a year. And honestly, I really think the party kicks off when Kanye gets on Noster. So if anybody wants to send Kanye a message and let him know that he has a social media that he could get on Noster and post all this crazy psychotic stuff, and everybody will still be able to follow him if they want, that's when things get interesting. This boat sucks. Let's rock the hell out of it and change something. So check it out. Links will be in the show notes. These are the times to play and tinker as these things are being built. And I really wanted to read the boosts on today's show. I should have started it out that way or something, but I am out of time today. I've got to go help Brad get to sleep, so I'm gonna have to postpone that. I'll maybe start off the next episode. And we got Reed 700 next. 700, guys. I need to have a good one. Don't forget to send me suggestions. If you have an article that you want me to read, or you've got something you're like, oh, this is really good, I can't believe this is not on Bitcoin Audible. I'm good for classics, like stuff from the 80s, anything. Anything that you think is a really great read that would be a fun guy's take and fun to explore on the show, please send me suggestions, because we are going to start off next week and we're going to have Read 700. And for my inner five-year-old who still has things like favorite colors and favorite numbers, 7 is my favorite number. So listen, this is a big day for my inner child. Thank you guys for listening, for checking out Noster. I have public keys for Walker and myself in the show notes. And I'll see you nostriches on the other side. I'll see you on Keat, and I'll see you on Noster. And I'll see you on the next episode of Bitcoin Audible. Thank you to CoinKite for making the amazing Bitcoin hardware devices to keep your keys safe. To Swan Bitcoin for the best onboarding experience in the space. And for Fold, for giving me sats back on everything in my life. These together are quite the combo for a Bitcoiner life that is stacking in every way there is to stack and keeping it safe in your cold storage. If you aren't using them, you can find them right in the show notes at your convenience. And they support this show, and that's awesome. I really appreciate that. So with that, thank you guys so much. I will catch you on the next episode of Bitcoin Audible. And until then, everybody, take it easy, guys. Do not let your fire go out. Spark by irreplaceable spark in the hopeless swamps of the not quite, the not yet, and the not at all. Do not let the hero in your soul perish in lonely frustration for the life you deserved and never have been able to reach. The world you desire can be won. It exists. It is real. It is possible. It's yours. Ayn Rand from Atlas Shrugged.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.